Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Liverpool and catch up with football writer Chris Williams. Morning to you, Chris.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Thank you very much for your company. Plenty to get through at the moment. Just a little bit more Coutinho to start with. Let's kick it off with him. There's a column by Brian Reid today in The Mirror who says selling Coutinho is a risk for Klopp, but it's one worth taking. He goes on to talk about how it was calculated, really, by Klopp. There was no certainty Coutinho would have regained his focus, maintained his loyalty. He calculated the team could do without the hysteria and the distraction. Looking at this, Liverpool will move on. They always have done in the past. But how big a decision to sell him in the middle of the season, do you think, Chris?
I think we'll only know truthfully in May, won't we, how well that decision's been taken. But yeah, you can see why Liverpool have done it. Obviously, he wasn't focused. Don't forget, he had a back injury in inverted commas, which kept him out at the start of the season. He missed Liverpool's crucial Champions League qualifier with Hoffenheim. Probably now, when we look back, it's because he didn't want to get himself cup-tied for the Champions League, or at least he didn't want to play in Europe in a red shirt. And then we get through to the January window, and once again, he's unavailable to play. So, I mean, it was in the Mail, wasn't it, where there was an exclusive with his Coutinho's team, and it was evident he didn't want to play for Liverpool anymore. And it's a delicate situation. There's a call like you shouldn't really sell your best players in the middle of the season because, you know, you want to push on in the Champions League and also to get higher at the Premier League. But then if you've got a player who's worth $142 million, which is an incredible amount of money, and he doesn't want to be there and there's nothing that you can say to make him stay, then maybe it's best that you look at offloading it and getting that best money. Because if Liverpool would have said, no, you're not going, and then in January or, you know, even February or later on, he does something like damages his ACL, then all of a sudden they're stuck with a player who doesn't want to be there.
The money sounds massive, doesn't it? But it's what you do with it that makes the difference, isn't it? And actually, it's whether that full $142 million is there to be spent now. I mean, should the Virgil van Dijk money be taken into account with that Coutinho money at the same time? Is it just the remainder that's outstanding for Jürgen to spend? What do you see as what he's got available to him, Jürgen?
Well, evidently, the deal for Naby Keita was organised last year, but that won't come out until the payments won't start until July time, depending on whether he comes or not. And there's a significant part of the Coutinho fee that's add-ons, so we won't get them there. So the reported fee that's been across all the UK press and also quantified by the Spanish press is that it's 105 million euros, which is about 96, 97 million pounds, give or take. So I think it's always difficult when we talk in money because football transfers are done in euros and then you've got the exchange fee, which can vary daily, can't it, when you're talking that massive amount of sums. But I would expect it's somewhere in the region of 100 million, but then you're quite right. How much of that 75 million for Van Dijk comes out of that transfer, or is it left over from the reported kitty that we had in the summer that wasn't spent? So it's a complex one, but Liverpool have gone out and smashed a world record for a defender, so I don't think you can say that they're not keen on getting replacements in or improving the squad, because £75 million for Virgil van Dijk, whilst he's an excellent player, is still a lot of money.
So does there need to be there can't be an exact replacement for Philip Coutinho, but does there need to be a body brought in that people say, well, he fills something of the role?
Yeah, definitely. And I think Philip Coutinho's price reflects the fact that there is nobody that can come in and fill that gap straight away. Otherwise, Barcelona would have gone out and signed an alternative in the summer. So Philip Coutinho is a fantastic creative player and he will be hard to replace. But I think it's crucial that Liverpool get someone in that midfield area, because Coutinho offered the chance to go forward and play as an attacking player. Or, as we've seen with Jurgen Klopp, he tried to play him a little deeper in that creative midfield role. So it's going to try and get a player that can either come into that central midfield area and play forward if possible, or maybe even the hope that Adam Lallana can do it. And Jurgen Klopp said he won't go out and spend money if he doesn't have to. He's quite happy to trust the players he's got. But we have to remember he said that about the defence earlier on in the season. He went out and broke a world record fee. So I think managers don't come out in the press and say, actually, yeah, our midfield's now pretty weak and we need to buy someone, because, you know, you open yourself up to all sorts of criticism from that.
Who's the shortlist, Chris?
Well, the one at the moment is Naby Keita's the big one to come in. Then there's conflicting reports wherever you look. So the French say that Lamar were interested in that. Liverpool have distanced themselves from it. Algerian and French reports again said that Rayan Mahrez was about to sign, and he was ready for a medical, but Liverpool distanced themselves from that as well. So who is exactly going to be the target to come in? I don't think we know. And then Raphael Honigstein spoke earlier in the week, and he said that Liverpool have got a mystery player who they're looking at. So it's interesting, but I think somebody does need to be brought in, because if you get an injury to one of the midfielders you've got, then all of a sudden you're back into a desperate situation to qualify for the Champions League next season, which is a must. You can't be in the Champions League one year and out the next. It's no good for stability or player recruitment or even retention.
Of course, you keep a massive eye on the Bundesliga, and I would imagine Naby Keita this season has grabbed your attention. Is he a player that's made any sort of waves to try and make the move happen earlier?
Well, now apparently he's spoken and said he'd like to leave. I don't think he's in the same vein as Philip Coutinho, but he has made it known he'd like to leave. And Leipzig, it broke yesterday, and we had a feature on Football Grad earlier on Sunday that Leipzig weren't happy to let him go. But it's that situation now, isn't it, where they're themselves, they're left with a Philip Coutinho type of player, a player who doesn't want to be there, and a lot of money's being offered. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Liverpool try and thrash out a deal in the coming weeks.
What, so you're confident that could actually happen in January?
If the fee is agreed, it's complex, isn't it? Because there's already two varying fees being knocked about in the German press and the English press, and it all depends, apparently, on where Leipzig finish. So there'll be some discrepancy on what Liverpool will think he's worth now versus what Leipzig think he'll be worth. But there's a chance, if the player wants to move and they're of a mind that maybe they can't keep him, and do they want to let him go for a higher premium now? But we also have to remember that that player is, in essence, sold. So Liverpool won't be held over a barrel for that, because they already own the player come July anyway. So if they're asking for crazy money for 4 or 5 months earlier, I don't think Liverpool will deal. But if a compromise can be reached, and then I'm sure that deal may be able to be pushed through. But it is crucial now that the player and the player's representatives have said that he'd like to go this window, and that hasn't happened before. Last time Leipzig spoken it publicly was about 6-7 days ago, and they openly said that his representatives hadn't contacted them yet.
And has he kept his form, the form which made Liverpool interested in signing him in the first place?
That's a yes and a no, I suppose. So if you look at, just take him on his stats are better than they were at this point in the German winter pause last season. He's got more goals and one less assist. So you could say he's been of a similar vein, but then he wasn't very happy in the summer because he wasn't let go. I don't know if you saw the tackle he did on his teammate in training, which was horrendous. He was sent off in 3 games in quick succession, 2 for club, 1 for country. Although he only served one of those suspensions, so he was sent off in the Bundesliga, missed 3, and then he was sent off in the DFB Pokal, the German Cup. You don't serve your suspension until the next time you're playing it. And obviously Leipzig were knocked out. So should he move, then he'll never see that suspension unless he goes back to Germany in the future.
Right, you mentioned Thomas Lemar as well before. So this is a player who's strongly linked with Liverpool. I must admit, I haven't seen that much of him this season, although he was heavily linked with Arsenal, wasn't he? In fact, at the end of the last transfer window, he was more linked with Arsenal than Liverpool. How strong are these links with the Reds at the moment? And in fact, does he serve a purpose for Liverpool?
Yeah, he would do, because, you know, he's an attacking midfielder. He's French, obviously, so that gives the European quota for the moment, although you don't know what's going to happen in the future. But he is someone that I would presume Liverpool would be interested in, but they're distancing themselves from it. They distanced themselves from it quite early on. But, you know, is that from a period of strength? Because you can't be seen to be in for everybody. Clubs like to keep things secretive as well. Mm. They don't want everybody knowing their business. But he's someone who could come in. I don't think he's a like-for-like replacement for Philippe Coutinho, but he's someone who can play in the attacking midfield, most definitely. And, you know, he can operate as a number 10, and he can operate deeper in midfield. So I suppose if you're looking to tick the box that Coutinho's left, he would probably fill that, but I don't think it would be at the same high level of capacity.
Right, on to a massive game at the weekend. The two in-form teams, Man City and Liverpool, of course, City still unbeaten. Will Liverpool end that record for them?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? You know, they're a fantastic side, and we saw earlier on in the season what can happen if, you know, you're not at your best. Obviously, Liverpool went down to 10 men due to Mane getting sent off, but City ran riot. But before Mane went off, Liverpool were in that game, and I think it was only some poor finishing that stopped them taking the lead. So you would think that it's going to be a massive game anyway, isn't it, Anfield, and the crowd will be up for it. And it's a meeting of two head-to-head teams who are going for it this season, and you don't know what happens. It's going to be interesting because, you know, I think if Liverpool try and play Manchester City at their own game, they might be in for a bit of trouble. But then likewise, if City try and play fast-moving football, Liverpool can hit them on the break with some immense speed. So we may see, you know, 20, 30 minutes of a bit of war of attrition, both teams sitting back. But at some point, someone's going to have to go for it. And I think we could be in for a cracker. It's got, you know, it's got a lot. And if Liverpool were to end that Manchester City run, I think that would give everybody a big boost, not just to Liverpool, but to the teams chasing them.
Wouldn't it just? A couple of tweets coming in this morning. William says, an extra €17 million for Keita to sign this month. Should we give them check or plastic? In other words, I think he's saying, let's get it done. Denny says, there's two players Liverpool could sign to fill Coutinho's void, and they're in the Chinese league. Remember Alex Teixeira and Oscar?
Yes.
Both can play in the same position. Have you been monitoring them?
Alex Teixeira obviously was very, very closely linked with Liverpool a couple of seasons ago, wasn't he? And then he was ultimately not allowed to leave his club, and he went to China. So I don't know. You could say, is the Chinese league up to it? But Paulinho's done quite well coming back to Barcelona from there. So I suppose I don't know if he'd be ready made for Liverpool right now, but why not? There's always an option to look at.
Santi says, I've seen that Real Madrid would be interested in Mo Salah, but they'd have to shell out around €250 million in my estimation. I think that's what our magician is worth. Our new magician is worth. So he's talking about Mo Salah as the new magician. Well, hopefully rumours don't start escalating about Mo Salah being linked with other clubs.
No, because obviously he's only been here for a few months. I suppose he'll be flattered that he's been linked with someone like Real Madrid, but I don't think Liverpool could afford to sell Mo Salah if in under 6 months. What sort of impression does that give out to everybody? Yeah, I think Liverpool would be looked as a stepping stone club then, which, you know, I'm sure we all know they're not. But when teams come in with big money, but Mo Salah looks happy. I really cannot see Real Madrid doing that. That's probably more linked with the fact they want to be linked with a superstar after Coutinho's gone to main rivals Barcelona.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you very much.
Steve, thanks a lot.
Chris Williams there, a football writer. You'll find more of his stuff on This Is Anfield and social media as well.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.